Now, you worked at the fireworks factory.
No, my mother did.
Your mother did.
Yeah.
Tell me about the fireworks factory. What do you know?
About as much as you know.
Oh, really? Okay.
Because you were never allowed in there. Uh-huh. You know, you couldn't, actually, it was all behind, you know, it's, well, like you go down past there now, King Street and in, yeah, School Street, when mm-hmm. you come right through there.
Where all the,
this,
great, yeah. Right.
Yeah.
So what was the fireworks factory? Because I didn't grow up here.
They made fireworks.
Okay, they made fireworks in 1941.
And ammunition for the.
Well, that was the ammunition they were working for World War II.
Yeah.
And they made all kinds of ammunition. My mother used to come home with her hands. Well, they ended up tetralt, they called it, the yellow stuff that was in the making of the bombs. And they'd be all over their hands. You know.
And fireworks. They used to do it for displays,
Yeah. But it was mainly ammunition for the walls.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you never went in there when she was working there?
Oh, you couldn't. You couldn't go in there.
What kind of hours did she work?
Probably like 7 to 3.
Okay.
Yeah.
Was that a huge town employer at the time?
Probably was the only big one. Yeah. And we had Lot Phillips Box Mill that was right in our backyard. That was there too. But the fireworks was the big main thing. National fireworks. And most people don't even know what in heck you're talking about when you say it today. But
they were the big polluter.
Yeah, but they didn't do
that whole anything. Area.
Yeah. But the buildings used to blow up down there. You know.
Tell me an experience when you heard one blow up.
No, you just never knew when one blew up. All you heard was the big sirens, and it was never a thing that went into the newspaper and said, building 222 blew up today, it killed so-and-so today.
Yeah, you would have never known.
Picked his limbs out of the trees, and things like this. I mean, that's what my father had to do.
What? I'll pick up the,
Yeah, when Chester Dick Savage's father blew up in one of the buildings. Yeah.
So it was a pretty dangerous job working there.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so you didn't know, your parents didn't know if they were coming home.
Now, Chester, that she's talking about, was one of our classmates, his father. Mm-hmm. Got blown to bits,
I didn't know that until after my Ma was still alive, and she told me your father had to pick his remains, an arm here, a leg there, body here, parts, and all this stuff, because when they blew up, you were just gone. Yeah.
What did your dad do for a living that became his job?
Well, he was a carpenter, but then he got hurt down the fireworks because his brother-in-law owned a joint, one of them, the Clarks. And
and the airport, too.
Yeah.
Don't forget the airport on Winter Street.
My father got hurt in the fireworks. My uncle would have him go down the fireworks and clean up here and there. And somebody was running a bulldozer. My poor father wasn't seen, and they ran over him.
Oh, God.
But, I mean, he survived. I mean, Dad was a survivor. He ended up having a plate put in his head, and muscles taken out of his legs to put in his jaws. His eyeballs were hanging out. And oh, yeah. Yeah, I was only a baby at that time. Yeah. But
my grandmother told me. Could he work after that? Did he make a recovery?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, he made a recovery. You ain't going to keep him down.
His twin.
Did he, so he went back to work as a carpenter after he recovered?
No, he ended up working at Plymouth County Tuberculosis Hospital as a carpenter and painter down there.
On High Street in Hanson.
Yeah.
Okay.